You gotta be one with the hog. You know, you gotta think like a hog. You know, how am I gonna get this animal in the trap? How am I gonna get it to trigger the trap? How am I gonna be able to make it do what I want to do? My name's Bubba Ortiz. It's not my God-given name, but that's what everybody calls me. And what we do is we eliminate feral hogs from properties and buy hogs that are alive and viable from people that trap them. They don't know what to do with them. Tanya is my partner here. We're gonna go check a trap and see if we have anything. We might not have nothing. We might have deer stuck in there. We might have some hogs. We are on the north end of New Braunfels. At a rock quarry. See the trap? I knew we'd get something. I was hoping we'd get more than one. What we're doing is just opening the gates, and we try to get close to the pen as possible, not to have any means of escape, because if they get their nose through it, they get their head through it. If they get their head through it, then they're gonna go get out. Not so worried about this little one, but a big one will get out and sometimes come after you, and then the fight's on. Hey, whoa, that was close. I've been doing this for 48 years. Never been injured. They're a lot stronger than you think. I mean, they're all a whole little bag of muscle, you know, big a bag of bacon. All ready?
Yeah.
I've always been around agriculture. Well, there's this one picture we see is that my dad's irrigating the crops, and there's only about 7 cantaloupe plants out there. And he's like, well, why is he just irrigating 7 cantaloupe plants? Well, the hogs wiped us out. We decided to try to do something about it ourselves. So we started trapping them on our place and got pretty good at it. And then pretty soon the neighbors, because they're farmers too, said, hey, can you help us out? You know, hey, can you help us out? Hey, can you help us out? So we spread out and started doing this, not just for us, but for a whole bunch of people. This is a state-certified feral hog holding facility. Everyone that ends up dying, either by my hands or through a processor or perhaps a certified game ranch that we sell to. But they all end up, you know, on the ground somewhere, you know, or on the table somewhere. And this is just a place that we hold them. They're like my prisoners, you know, so I have to take care of them. They got enough water, they got enough shade, they got enough food. They usually stay here about a week or two before they're gone, but during that time, I make sure they're okay. It takes patience, it takes knowledge, and it takes durability sometimes in the heat and the dust and the mud and the rain and, you know, being able to work 19-hour days, you know. It's not as glamorous as most people think. I have friends of mine think like, oh yeah, but you get paid to go hunting. I was like, well, no, dude, it's not like that. It's hot, it's dirty. I don't hate them. That's a pretty strong word. Do I think they're a nuisance? Absolutely. I really can't hate them, I guess, if they're putting pennies in my pocket. You know, they're paying my mortgage and electric, truck bills or anything else. So, power of pork, you know, has kept me alive.